The cab pulled up in front of the front entrance of the Grand Ole Opry, music legend and the world's longest-running radio broadcast since 1925. The new theater, current home of the Opry, opened in 1974 and seats 4,000 people for a show traditionally sold out for every performance. Over the past 90 years, many of America's greats have performed on the Grand Ole Opry stage. Dolly Parton, Hank Williams, Minnie Pearl, Loretta Lynn, Elvis Presley, and even President Nixon played the piano in 1974. I and some colleagues from the League of Historic American Theaters, an organization to support theater operations, restorations, and collaboration across North America, went out to catch a performance on an evening off. It was the annual meeting of the League, this year held in Nashville, affectionately called Music City, USA. The show is a well-oiled machine, featuring country music's best, brightest, newest additions and legends. It follows a campy radio show format, reaching back to its days of inception in 1925. There's a roster of artists who each perform no more or less than three songs, with a radio announcer performing live radio advertisements and banter between sets, and a prairie home companion-like concept. We got to our seats, which are long oak church-like pews, and settled in the cavernous venue, which is an echo of the previous venue, Nashville's Ryman Auditorium, built in 1893, which was home to the Opry, 1943 until the 70s. The crowd's excitement built as we all peered up at the darkened on-the-air signs on each side of the stage, draped in the heavy red velvet curtain. As we waited, I received a text from a friend of mine in Nashville who works in the music industry. He happened to be there that evening and, to my great surprise, invited me to join him backstage and onstage for the performance. The Opry has a tradition since its first days of inviting special guests to sit on stage during performances to experience the music from the performer's point of view. After the first set, I walked up to the side of the stage to a small red curtain, where he took me back to security for my credentials. He opened a small, inconspicuous-looking door, and we walked directly on the stage, light pouring in from every direction and 4,000 enthusiastic people cheering on the Gatlin brothers. At the center stage is a 6-foot circle of oak taken from the historic Ryman Auditorium stage to continue the tradition. There was a flurry of activity in the wings while the next performance began. Camera and mic operators going from position to position, stage managers and crew members calling the show, and the announcer reviewing his script. Band members and other artists were hanging out, waiting their turn and enjoying their peers' art. It's always wonderful and refreshing seeing people enthusiastically supporting live performing artists in our now very digital and virtual world, especially one with such a long tradition as the Opry. And it was cause for me to reflect upon and appreciate the many supported performing arts traditions that our community holds dear.